Let's start from Simin Tov Yud Dalid. Ein Marvin Eruvich Techumen La'adam Ella L'dayta. When it comes to establishing Techumen, you only can be an agent for a person unless he is aware of what is being done on his behalf. A father was going to see the few moments. Let's say a father wants to make an Techumen for his children. He wants children to travel with him on Shabbos more than 2,000 Amos. Let's not talk about children yet. Let's say you want your friend. You do not want to travel alone. You want to travel on Shabbos 4,000 Amos. But you don't want to go alone. So you put down, you go to the Tchumer of Shabbos and you put down the bread for yourself. And you put down Mazon Shtei Sudos for your friend. It's only going to be a valid Erev if your friend is aware that it's been done on his behalf. If he's not aware what's been done on his behalf, it's not going to be good because maybe he does not want. But when it comes to your children, we discussed this yesterday, when it comes to children, even if they are independent, the father has power to make an Erev on their behalf because it's a mitzvah. And when it comes to mitzvah, the father is in charge. Chutz mebnei bito hakatanim. Period. Afilu einam semuchim al shulchanai. Even if they do not rely on the father for parnasa, that doesn't matter. When it comes to the law of chinuch, the father is always in control. And since we're going to learn in a few minutes that you're only allowed to make an erev to come before a dvar mitzvah, the father has a right to mechanech his children in the mitzvah. The avdoi v'shivchosei hakananim. Likewise. The person has control over the mitzvahs. It's the mitzvahs. Here the Mishnah Berurah is the chiddush. Shnei sheyadam ki yadai. Avoy v'shivchoy hakinanim. It's not a matter of chinuch. It appears. It appears that you are their owner. You yad eved. Kiyad Rabbi, Mashakona Eved Kona Rabbi, being that they are a legal extension of yourself, if you decide to make for them an Erev, they have no choice but to follow you and travel where you want them to go. Even if your children or the slave protest and they declare, we do not want to accompany you on Shabbos in that direction, it doesn't make a difference. Automatically, their tchum has been established by the decision of their father and master. Bigger chiddush, even if the children establish, they go out before Shabbos and they put down bread in the opposite direction or a different direction, or the slave does the same thing, it's meaningless because the father is in control. He has the authority to mechanech his children mitzvahs. And the master has legal authority over his slave, and they have no power to deviate or to object to his wishes. Avol, however, the second line, b'nayvita ha'gedoylim, afilu smuchim al shulchanoi. But let's say a person has adult children. So once they're adults, no longer is he mechuyiv to be mechanech them, no longer has control over their observance of mitzvahs. Even if the father supports them, they receive their sustenance from him. The avdoi v'shivchosai ho'ivrim, and Jewish slaves, which are completely independent, the ishtoi, this is very important halacha, a person's wife is independent. A person's wife is not dependent, a wife is not a slave. A wife is 100% an independent person, and he has no power to force his wife to travel with him in the direction that she does not want. So even if he puts an Erev out for her before Shabbos begins, he cannot, if she does not want to travel in that direction, she has the option of objecting, and the Erev is not chal for her. Einoy ma'oriv aleihem ella midaitim, they must consent. The in erev aleihem v'shamu, let's say he puts down an erev and they are silent. So here we come to the concept of shtik hayda v'shamu, when they heard v'shasku v'lamichu yoitzim be'eruvo, then the erev is valid. Avlamichu bo, but if they protest. Oh, she'erev uheim eruv acher la'atz. If these adults, or the person's wife, or the adult children, or eved ivri, if they are silent, but their actions indicate that they object, how can their actions make that indication if they establish their own eruv? Ein eruvay eruv lohem, what he has done has no meaning for them. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hey, avla michu retzolaymar miyad kishashamu. If they are, the Mishnah Berurah here is telling us all the laws of shtika kahida. Shtika Idah has an expiration date. What do we mean? They have to object at the first moment when they hear, when they are aware that suddenly an Erev has been put out in the field on their behalf. Liafuke, to the exclusion, Sheshasku, if they were first silent, and then 10 minutes later, then they object. It's too late. Loi mahani micho osan, once they were silent, they have to make a decision immediately. The takev Sheshasku, Havik Haida, the first moment their son that's no Haida, Shemaskimim Lamasav, they agree to the actions of their husband, to their father, then it's sky my earth. The whole of Dafka Kishamu Mishra Shashekha Vishasku, it's only true in the case, and it's of course only true when they did not know air was made for them until after Shabbos has begun. So it's already now Friday night or Shabbos day, and now for the first time they have been told that an Erev was put out, Erev Shabbos, Ben Ashmosh, on their behalf. So now when Shabbos begins, they have to go and make a very quick decision if they're maskim, if they're quiet, automatically, retroactively, that Erev has been triggered and it's okay. Aval. But let's say the Erev has been put out in the field Friday morning, and they find out about the Erev Friday afternoon at 12 o'clock, and they're silent, and then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, before Shabbos begins, they object. Avalam shamu be'amet zaharayim v'shasku umichu, they object koidim chashecha nispat el ha'erev. Why? Because the erev has not yet been triggered. Kevon sin shabizman kinias ha'erev tuhu ben hashmoshos kvar ha'isam mecha, they already object. So they have a lot of interesting rules of the laws of shtika koida as it relates to the laws of a ruvei tuchum. So again, if they object to the erev immediately, automatically it's both, no matter what. If they are silent, so it depends. If they're silent, they find out about everyone, Shabbos already has begun, and they're silent for one moment, then automatically it's been triggered, and it's too late to object. But if they find out before Shabbos has begun, even if they're silent, it's okay. They still have a right to object all the way until the very last moment when the Erev takes effect, which is Bein Hashmashas. Base. Katan, back to the Mechaber. Katan Ben Shei Shonim Oipachas. A child that is under, when we discussed above that a father has children in mitzvahs, that means from 6 years until 13 years old. That means a child that is over the age of 6 until he's 13 years old needs an erev. Just because he's a child does not allow him to travel 4,000 amos any direction. He needs an erev. The chiddush is the father can establish the erev for his child that is between 6 years old and 13 against the child's will, because the father is in charge. The father is in control of his chinuch of mitzvahs. But what about if a child is less than 6 years old? So the Mechaber tells us he does not even need an erev. Shtei shem oipachos yoytzei be'erev imoi, automatically is tofel to the mother, does not require bread for two meals. The ain itzach lehaniach alav mazoin shtei sudos liatzma, because a child automatically is dragged after his mother. Now this has many applications in halacha. Just to touch upon some of what it says, silug mizayin in Mishnah Berurah. Avlam nichnas musach shava. Now let's say he already has entered into his 7th year, which means when it says over here 6, it really means what we call 5, because 6 ben sheisha means he is within his 6th year. A bar mitzvah boy, so we call a bar mitzvah boy, mean he's 13 years old, right? No, he's in his 14th year.
He has completed
13 years. He's now 13 years in one day, means he's now in his 14th year. A baby, an infant, is in his first year. There's no such thing as being zero. The day a child is born, he is now within his first year. Okay, we call a child on his first birthday, today is his first birthday. That means, I used to cut around with some of my nephews and nieces, I would say, how old is this? He's 0 years old. You're 3 years old? You're 4 years old? And how old is he, the baby? He's zero! He's 0 years old. Then I would say, when are you going to be 6? This is my birthday. And when are you going to be 4? That totally throws them off. You say to a child, how old are you? I'm 5 years old. When are you going to be 6? And when are you going to be 4? That they're not prepared for. That throws off their equilibrium. But in any event, over here it says in the Mishmur, he's ben sheishem, avalam nichnas mishach shava. He has entered within his 7th year, which means he's 6 years and 1 day. So once a child is 6 years in one day, he said it's over. He no longer is tuffled to his mother. He now needs his own independence. He's already mature enough to understand a little bit what's going on. He needs to have his own Erev. This is very complicated. This whole idea of six, the whole idea of, first of all, all these numbers are very vague. The Gemara talks about a Bardas, four, five, six. Here it says the higher end. Six, some opinions in the different areas of halacha are stricter, and they require a child even 5 years old already has enough seichel. There are limitations, but here it says six, and then it says v'nei shochanech asasam azeg hapoiskim da'ad ben shisha v'shisha bechlal yoytz ve'evima, a child that's six in the sixth year, meaning it's all the way five to the very end. He goes out with his mother's heir. It doesn't make a difference if his father is home. It doesn't make why. If it's not so sharp, Eino yoytze be'erev imo mishom de'oz eino nimshach kol kach achar imoy elo imkein hoye zikui b'shvilo yoles, unless he has a zik. I don't know what that means. Elimkein hoye zikui b'shvilo. I'm not sure what that means. But the idea here is that if the only time we apply this principle that a child is attached to his mother 100% is only when there is no father, a single mother. Doesn't mean a single means. It means the mother, the father is out of town. He's on business. He's away from home. Then the child psychologically is fully attached to his mother. But if there are two parents at home, there's a mother, father. The child is divided. His mind is divided. The child also likes his father. Then it's not muchrach. The child is automatically considered an extension of his mother, and maybe the child indeed will require its own independent. Yeah, this is a very deep psychological thing. And someone told me, someone who's told me last week, Mr. Blatter, you told me about Ben Sura Moira. It says by Ben Sura Moira, it does not list l'kol aviv or l'kol imay. Why did he turn into a ben soira moira? Because there are two different koilos. The father and the mother don't get along. If there's no harmony in the home, there's fighting in the home, and the child is getting mixed messages, the mother wants one thing, the father wants something else, that can mess up the child's mind. The child's mind is extremely delicate, like wet cement. And if there are divided messages, that can cause great harm. And that's why he can turn into a ben soira or moira. We see over here this idea here in halacha, that if there is only one parent, a mother, the halacha changes. The child's mind is completely one with the mother. Therefore, even up to the age of 6 years old, he's considered to be an extension of the mother. But if there are two parents in the home, even if they're giving him the same advice, there's harmony, there's one coil that comes from the mother and father, the fact that there are two parents causes the child's mind to develop differently. And therefore, he's not fully attached to his mother. And when it comes to the law, the halacha of Eruvei Tuchumin, we don't necessarily consider him to be an extension of his mother, and he might already need his own independent heir, even when he gets to the age of 4 or 5. That's a very interesting idea. Okay, Ches. The heir of Imai, the heir of his mother, Diad Oysa Eis, who called Achadecha until the age of, and that's only what I told you, is only according to the Eli Rabbah. And the Mishnah points out, the Mechaber appears to disagree. The Mechaber does not distinguish between the two parents and one parent, seems to disagree, but the Eli Rabbah says it does make a difference. Okay, but generally speaking, let's say we follow the mother, the Mishnah Burches, the Ad Eiso Eistel, that time, he's an extension of her guf. The Ein does not make a difference. Does not make a difference. The aft in marvin elul dvar mitzvah, the katla bar mitzvah, mikol makam came lo yev shalei b'lo imay yaitze ima. The fact is, the child needs the mother, so the wherever the mother goes, the child goes. V'im lo erva imay elul aviv ena yaitze beiruvo. If according to the mechaber, he's following the mechaber that if the only one who made the Erev is the father and not the mother. Too bad for the child. The child cannot go with the father. The father made an Erev. The mother did not make an Erev. The child is koruch achar imoy. Therefore, the child goes with the mother, not the father. V'nira li, the Mishnah Berurah says, diafim psicholav aviv, gam kele mahani, dad oiso e safsa, even if the father was mezakeh. This is an incredible chiddush. Tzavta the imoy nichole vihi and she haloy loy erva l'sham. An incredible chiddush of the Mishnah with this last line is an awesome chiddush in Chinuch Habanim. The father went before Shabbos and he took mazon, two boxes of matzah, one for himself and one for his 5-year-old, and he put down one box of matzah. This is for me, and this is for me, and this is my child. This is my junior, for myself. And for Junior, he comes home and he says in Shabbos, it's the next morning, as far as we can walk already, we're taking him with me, 4,000 amos. He's not allowed to. He's only 5 years old. He's koruch achar imoy. The mother is not going anywhere. She did not make an Erev. Even though the father is in charge of mitzvos, chinuch ha-mitzvos, and that's why the father has a right. If the child, we'll take a step back for one moment. If the child was 7 years old, and the father before Shabbos puts out two boxes of matzah, one for himself and one for a 7-year-old, and comes home on Shabbos morning and says, my 7-year-old, you're coming with me, we're going 4,000 amos. And the child throws a tantrum and says, I'm not going nowhere, I don't want to go there. The child becomes very religious and says, haha, I don't have the Erev Tchumen, and the Erev Tchumen that you made is, I don't want, I object. So it says here in the Mechaber, too bad for the child. Who's in charge of the mitzvahs of the child? Who's in charge of chinuch in this home? The father is in charge. Until the child is bar mitzvah, the father is in charge of his mitzvahs. If the father wants a child to travel with him on Shabbos 4,000 amos in this direction, that's the way it's going to be. And the mother can say nothing. The mother, it's too bad for the mother. The child, even if the mother does take the side of the child, the father wins because the child is over the age of 7 years old, of 6 years old. He's in his sixth year. He's over the age of five. It's now what we call six. He's in his sixth year. But if the child is very small, he's under 5 years old, and the father makes the Erev for the child, he puts out that two boxes of matzah, one for himself and one for the child, it doesn't work. Period. Why does it not work? Because until the age of six, the child is a dependent of the mother. And since the mother did not make an Erev, it doesn't work. The father has no legal authority over the child to make an Erev because the child is karach achar imay. Again, when we're talking these words, venerally, who says this? This is not an Ashach, it's not a Taz, it's not a Magen Avram, it's not a Riki Ve'eger, it's not Eli Rabba, it's not a Knesset HaGadolah, it's the opinion of the Chafetz Chaim. Venerally, Diaf im Zika Olav Aviv, the father went out into the field and he put down Baksamasa for his son, Gam Kein Loi Mahani. Why? Because until the age of 6 years old, the Ad Oysa Ho'es, Tzavta De'imo Nichola, a child prefers the company. Safta means the company of the mother is what the child prefers. The he and the mother, haloi loy ervo l'sham, the mother did not make an erva in that direction. This is a hot issue in courts dealing with child custody. Who gets custody of the child? The Mishnah Berurah is telling the judge, venerally, let me tell you, and until the age of 6 years old, I'm telling you what the child wants. Child can say all he wants. The halach ad kedei kach, it goes so far even in the laws of halacha. And even though the halacha gives the father exceptional powers, the father can do whatever he wants once the child gets to the age of 6 and up to 13, because he's in charge of chinuch. But until the age of 6 years old, it's a given. The child wants the company of the mother, and the father has no business and no power to interfere. It's a very interesting insight into the Chafetz Chaim's approach to what the child wants until the age of 6. And obviously, it's a very complicated issue. You hear always in the news all these different, different issues of child custody. What does a child want? He's just telling you what the child wants, as a matter of fact. Now the simon tof tes vav. Shaloi le'orev eruv eitchom in el levar mitzvah. This is the aside that's really, really, we should have mentioned this aside in the very beginning, because it's so fundamental. Ein ma'arvin eruv eitchom in el levar mitzvah. Kigoyin shahoy yoroitze le'lech le'beis ho'ovel. People don't know this. A person's allowed to be menachem ho'ovel on Shabbos. What?
It's strange when I saw the words of...
People, the Adrab, it's a very good time to, because people have time during the week. People go Beis Avel, you know, people are running here and there. They come in 10 seconds. On Shabbos, people can use some company sometimes. Avelim, and Shabbos is in the special news. On Shabbos, it says Shabbos he milinachemchem. On Shabbos, you can be menachem in Avel. So here, a person wants to travel on Shabbos to a Beis Avel to give him comfort. If you don't remember the special nusach, then you can say Hamokum Yinachem Eschem Esol Shavel Tzeru Shani. You can say that also. B'diavad. The Chatchilo, the correct thing to say on Shabbos is Shabbos he. I forgot exactly. Shabbos he Menachem. Shabbos he. That's for a Choyla. Shabbos he Meluzek. But Shabbos he. Shabbos should be for your comfort. Have to look in the Siddur. It tells you exactly what to say on Shabbos. So here a person who wants to travel 4,000 amos in that direction because he wants to go to a base level to give him comfort. Oh, and that's called a mitzvah. Nicham Avelim is a very great mitzvah. Oil the base hamishte, shel nisuin. He wants to go to a sheva brachos. Oh, the hakbil pnei, or an actual marriage itself. In ancient times, even something today, well, I mean, they used to get married Friday night. They used to get married Friday night. Why was that the minhag? To save the cost of, it was so poor. Shabbos Suda. They couldn't afford to make a wedding, and they couldn't afford to make Shabbos either. But to make a wedding on Shabbos, they certainly couldn't afford. So they would combine the Shabbos meal with the wedding meal. So the two would be combined. They would get married Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, and the Suda would take place Friday night, the Shabbos. That means there's no band, and it means there's no pictures. Talk about takanos. If you want to make takanos today to save the cost of wedding, you should do.
I've seen this.
To elope?
In Williamsburg.
They still do it. Rav Chudner married off his daughter. He married off Rebbetzin David, famous Rebbetzin David from BJJ, to Rav Yonatan David, the Rashiva of Pachad Yitzchak. So they got married, and this goes before I was born, but they got married, and it was a very fancy wedding in a hotel, and it was Friday. He did it like they did it in Slobodka, Friday afternoon. There are a lot of famous pictures. I've heard it working with Rav Moshe. I thought it was very big. It was very big and very broad. And Rav Moshe was very, very small and tiny. And the famous picture of Chudner coming into the hotel to his daughter's chasna, holding the hand of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And the contrast between the two is very big. Very different sized people. It's a very interesting picture. They say the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim was also a very small person.
Well, I think I heard there was Rabbi Weiner's story that on Friday night, Ramon permitted music. Goyish musicians,
not in Echanan. Right. That's a controversy. It's very controversial. You have non-Jewish musicians play Avshamil Sarait. So so he permitted it.
He said he did. Could be
the same idea.
It's a big controversial issue.
It's a controversial Avshamil. You're not allowed. Amir Lakum is not. It's not generally permitted when it's done in public. Avshamil makes noise. The classic example of this halacha is you're not allowed to have a non-Jewish worker vacuum
washing machine
a hall or shul on Shabbos. They do it anyway, but it's not proper unless you really have a need for it, because even though it's a public disgrace to Shabbos when goyim are being machal Shabbos for Jews. Amir lakum is mutter. It's mutter, but even when it's mutter in certain circumstances, it's one of the halachas that is abused. It's only mutter in certain circumstances, and even when it's mutter, it has to be done generally bitsina, not in public. To have a goy vacuum your home on Shabbos, and the vacuum cleaner makes a lot of noise, and everyone in the family hears the vacuum cleaner running, and the neighbors hear it as well, that is something which is not proper. And also, a lot of Rabbanim were very upset. They got him to let them vacuum the shul when davening is over to prepare it for the next day, because it's a form of mirlakim, which obviously is supposed to be. So how we get that discussion? Weddings. So weddings were made Friday night, and as you mentioned, having non-Jews perform, play musical instruments, take pictures, and do all of these things, and they're going to clean, and it gets very complicated today. And that's why many Gedolei Yisrael are very against this type of conduct. But here it says shel nesuin for marriage. That can either mean for a marriage mamish, or it can mean for sheva brachas. Okay, we're going to see in the Mishnah we'll describe it in great detail. Let's go further. Oy, what is another mitzvah? Lahakbil pnei rabo, to greet your rabbi. That's a very great mitzvah, to greeting to your rabbi. Oy chaver, or your friend shabal menadech, who has come from afar. This is a very chiddush. To greet your friend, not even a rabbi, just your friend that you have not seen in a very long time. Shabal menadech, uchayet sebo elu. All of these things are motor to be done on Shabbos. Let's see what the Mishnah is. Very interesting Mishnah is here. Let's see if we have time to at least to some. Let's go back to Aleph. El lo ledvar mitzvah. Okay, on the previous page, you're only allowed to make an eruv for a dvar mitzvah. Yesh machlokes min apoiskim diyeshon de zedavka kashe eruv bepas. Aleph ma'ar beranglov motor lechatila af ledvar harishus. They cave on Shayoshev Sham Bi Atma Vikon Shisa Bishisasa Afil Dvarashus Mutter. Okay, very, very important Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, very important Yisod. This that the Mechaber tells us, you're only allowed in Ma'ariv L'shem Mitzvah. Everyone agrees that's when you're using bread. If I am not going to be present in the place of Shvisa when Shabbos begins, but I'm going to send my representative, my box of matzah, then everyone agrees you're not allowed to put the box of matzah and have it represent you when Shabbos begins at the time of Bein HaShemashos if you're using bread. But what happens if you yourself want to be present at the location of where you want to be kind of Shvisa at the time of Bein HaShemashos? Then there are opinions that permit one to make such a type of Eruv, not an Eruv. That's where I am. I live at home. I'm going to walk 2,000 amos and stand there during the Bein HaShemashos period in order so that that's where I should acquire Shvisa. So I can walk from there 2,000 amos in all directions. Now when Shabbos begins, I'll walk home. That's one extreme of my Eruv. And tomorrow, I'll walk 2 hours kind of Shvisa plus go another 2,000 amos. So maybe in that type of situation, it's mutter, even if it's not for a Dvar Mitzvah. But the Yeshayimrim, then the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ein Chiluk, it doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to leave your primary dwelling to change your location. The Ein Chiluk Bein Pas Ubein Raglov Le'olam Ein Me'orvin Lechatchila El Dvar Mitzvah. Uvemakom Tzorich, where you have a great need. Where you have a great need, yesh lahakak, there we shine. If you have a need, it's not a mitzvah, but it's you want to do it. What the tzarech is, normally you'll say it's a tzarech, you'll find some kind of alluded reason why it's a mitzvah, right? My peace of mind, my oinik Shabbos, it's a mitzvah. Oinik Shabbos is a mitzvah. I want to be there. There's a card game. There's a very important card game. We're playing Monopoly. We're playing Risk. This is, the world depends on this. I got my Oynik Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. I'm sure you'll find Pesach that will tell you, so it's a mitzvah. So I don't know where you're going to draw the line, something which is called a tzarech, and it's not considered to be a mitzvah for Oynik Shabbos. Okay, let's see the dirshu. Let's see on number one. On the right, on the left side, number one, it says, "V'lo'elam im arvim l'chadil l'dvar mitzvah v'im eruv l'dvar mitzvah v'roitzel l'hoylich im kelov imoy shloy l'tzach mitzvah." Interesting shaila. I'm now reading on the left side of the page. On the left side, page, you'll see page 558, number one. Turn opposite 558, number one. Here is the thing. Let's say it's yomtiv, and yomtiv you make you're allowed to carry. That's the advantage of Yom Tov over Shabbos. Yom Tov, you are allowed to carry. And you make an Erev, so you can walk. I can walk I can walk 4,000 amos because I've made Erev. Why did I make an Erev? I'm going to Sheva Brachas. I'm going for a Dvar Mitzvah. No problem. But once I'm going for Sheva Brachas, I want to take with me, I want to carry with me something, a gift. Not a gift, I want to bring an interesting article from the newspaper. I have something I want to show my friend. I know he's going to be there. It's not a mitzvah. So I have made an eruv for my guf to travel a shei mitzvah. But being that it's Yom Tov and I'm allowed to carry, I want to carry with me an object that's not a shei mitzvah. I'm going for the Sheva Brachas. But I know who's going to be there. My friend's going to be there. I got to show him this. I got a clip from the newspaper. A very interesting article. Has nothing to do with the Sheva Brachas. Nothing to do with Yom Tov. It's just interesting. Kind of wait until tomorrow. Definitely, I can show it to him tomorrow. But he's going to be there. I want to show it to him today. So I want to bring with me something that's not L'Shem Mitzvah. When I, my guf, have made an error of L'Shem Mitzvah, am I allowed to carry it? Let's see inside. We made a L'Dvar Mitzvah. I made a L'Dvar Mitzvah. What's the halacha? So Kosaf had a mesek Eliezer, the kavonas hagra. He based this upon what the gra, based upon the writings of the gra. It's not explicit. Fascinating. It's mutter. Once I can go l'shem mitzvah, take along the kitchen sink with me as well, even though it's not l'shem mitzvah. Sharei Amru Shemish Amru Sham Shemish Zimin Aruchim Shiva Eilam Michutz Tchum Aide Eruv Lo Yolichu Imohem Bechazarasam Oichel Shnasan Lahem El Inkin Zichlahem Oisamayev Shiyamdif. They want to take back the leftovers. They can't do that. Now, what do we learn from that? So here comes the Gra. V'loman I'll skip the brackets. V'loman Hagra Shalochas Hamacholim Ein Ba Mitzvah. Taking back the food is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. The afal pikein im zich lohem, but if he was mezake, mutarim loheilich imohem esam acholim bechazerosam, kevan she'ervu l'tzorech mitzvah. The atam bezehu, shekevan shechale ruvo mishum tzorech mitzvah, hareyu moil gamud varishkid. The kid, the rai is the whole 10 minutes called the case, but basically the gross says it's mutter. The point is that once you have started, you are rooted, the shoresh of the reason why you're allowed to travel is permitted, so it's like a bonus. You get a bonus. Once you already can go, everything that is toffel to you, which includes all of your property, all of your possessions, can also travel with you, even though the object that you're taking with you is not l'shem mitzvah. Chumay shekosav haramah kan, like the Ramah over here says. So that's a very fundamental halach that he's bringing out over here. That's probably very common. Anyone who makes an eruv tchumen, I don't know if it's common because you only make an eruv tchumen on Shabbos. On Shabbos he can't carry. But if you make an eruv tchumen on Yom Tov, when you can carry, so if I'm the only reason why I made eruv tchumen is because of a mitzvah, it's inevitable. Once I'm going, let me enjoy myself. Let me take along with me some things that are not l'tzarich mitzvah. I want to take along with me a magazine, a book, whatever I want to take along with me. But that's not the reason. Why, what right does my book have to come with me, my magazine have to come with me, 4,000 amos? That's past the tchum. I made an eruv. Yeah, you made an eruv for yourself to go there because you were going to l'shem mitzvah. The mitzvah is you have to participate in the simcha. So that's a shem mitzvah. The people, the baalei simcha, don't need your newspapers and your magazines and your books. They only need you. So your possessions are now l'tzarech mitzvah? No. The bottom line is, once it's mutter to go, it's mutter to go. Okay, we'll stop here. We're middle of the Mishnah Berurah. We'll pick this up tomorrow. Yeah.
In terms of carrying on Yom Tov,
yes.
How far can you stretch carrying on Yom Tov? In other words, is there a custom of Sora?
Yes, there is.
In other words,
yes, definitely.
Can I put a magazine to my friend on Yom Tov?
Yes, if it's within the tchum, absolutely. If it's the tzarech, that's the tzarech. You want to show it to him.
You should look at it when you get there.
That's the tzarech. You want to show it to him. It's a tzarech. Just to walk out with things in your pocket which you don't need, to walk around with your keys and to walk around with things that you don't need, that's shaloi l'tzarech. That would be forbidden. But if you want to show it to him.